I'm being joined by Hampton Dumont Cal Girls wrestling coach Brittany Stevens. The 2024-25 season is underway, and Brittany, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. First of all, just to kind of start off, I want to know what it's like from your perspective for Hampton Dumont Cal to have its own program now, not have to share it with another school.
It is very exciting. I have been waiting a long time to have my own program. I've been coaching for 4 or 5 years or longer, kind of as a volunteer. I helped at the middle school level. And we'd always had one or two girls here and there. And so to finally have our own program here at Hampton and to have 10 girls on this team is pretty incredible.
So when it comes to the roster makeup, just looking at track wrestling here, it looks like a fair amount of newcomers, right? Maybe one or two returners that had some experience at West Fork here last couple of years. But tell me a little bit about the roster makeup for you guys this year.
So we are a very young team. I have one girl returning who wrestled in high school last year. That would be Marin Subert. She is our 190 pounder. She had a lot of success at West Fork last year, and so she's looking to continue that this year for us. Other than that, we have a lot of freshmen who have wrestled before. They wrestled for me in middle school. So it's exciting to have them again now as freshmen here at Hampton. And so they're looking to build on their careers. And so I'm pretty excited to have them for the 4 years in high school. Then I've got a couple sophomores and juniors who are going out for their first time ever. So it's pretty exciting.
You bet. So when it comes to maybe some of the wrestlers that might stand out this year, who kind of comes to mind? Who are you looking to possibly have a good year this year, you think?
I look for all of them to have a good year, but I am really excited for Marin Subert to kind of be a leader as well. But I think she had off of her success from last year, I think she's going to continue that success this year. And my freshmen, those especially those ones who have been wrestling for a couple years now, they're ready to get after it. They've got some big goals, and they're ready to show high school girls wrestling who they are. So I'm looking for big things from them. That's Juliet Cook, Megan Sievers, Ava Blue. And then I have a girl, a sophomore who wrestled for ACLI last year. She is here at Hampton this year, and so I'm looking for big things out of her. She's Marin Subert's practice partner, so they go pretty hard in practice. Even my first years, I'm very excited to see what they can do as well.
So again, starting up a new program here, what are some of the biggest pieces of groundwork you guys kind of have to lay down as a program as you get started here? Like, what's that looking for you guys? You entering your first year as the head coach here as well.
So our team goal, and our team motto this year is building our legacy one match at a time. So we're really building this program from scratch. We get to make it the way we want it to be. We get to do the things we want to do as it hasn't been done before. So we're really focusing on the basics when it comes to learning the skills, since we do have a lot of newbies and first-year wrestlers. But even in college, what's going to win matches is your basics. So we're really drilling our basics hard. We're working on the team aspect, working together to build this team. And we're working on our mindset. Wrestling is a really tough sport. So we're learning how to work through the pain of the sport. We're learning how to overcome when our minds and our brains tell us to stop and to quit. We're learning how to overcome that. So a lot of building from the ground up. So it's a lot of work, but we are chipping away at it one day at a time.
You bet. And so when it comes to your schedule here, I know you got started here last night over at Webster City. I know they didn't really end up being much of a duel, only a couple matches, but a chance to kind of really get into the swing of things this Saturday here at Emmitsburg. And then you go up to Northwood next week as well. So what's kind of the outlook for this upcoming part of the schedule for you guys?
So we did kick off our season last night, and we just didn't match up very well with them. We don't have any smaller weights, So we're open till about 1:20, and then we really start to kick things off. So, not many matches, but it was a good learning experience for the girls there last night. But Saturday is going to be a true test. It's a tournament, so there's going to be a lot more matches. We get to see a lot more schools. So in different competition, because we will throughout our season, we'll see a lot of the same teams in our conference. So this tournament on Saturday in Emmitsburg is going to get us away from our comfort zone, and get us more experience and more matches.
All right, and I will certainly talk more throughout the season, but any final thoughts you'd like to share right now before we wrap up here?
No, that just that we're off to a great start. I think the girls are having fun, and I know we are all learning quite a bit, and we're excited to see what comes.
All right, that's HD Cal Girls Wrestling Coach Brittany Stevens. Appreciate the time today and looking forward to catching your team in action this year.